Sign up to get an email every time a blog is published. Kelly says, Jen's story empowers us all to rise above our circumstances. Jen is an inspiration to all who have the privilege of being touched by her life. Her writing style is open, honest, and engaging. Her story is powerful, not because it's heart-wrenching, which it is, but because she chooses every day to live a life that shows she is not a victim of her circumstances. Jen's strength as a woman empowers us all to overcome the circumstances of our own lives. If you've checked all the boxes in life and yet you still wake up wondering, is this all there is? Or you find yourself feeling overwhelmed and stressed or triggered by past events, the blog will help you get through those negative emotions and lean into joy. Corrine says, when I signed up with Jen, I had no idea it was possible to be joyful. I couldn't see the joy in my life, even though I knew it was there. Jen helped me not only identify the joy, but see how much I had to be grateful for. Each day starts differently because of Jen and her coaching. I highly recommend her if you are ready to turn the switch from negative to positive. It's 100% free to subscribe to the blog. Go to the link and connect with Jen and choose joy.
Welcome to The Naked Podcaster. Get ready to hear the story of someone strong enough to bear it all. The Naked Podcaster is a representation of freeing yourself, giving you permission to be real in all your quirkiness, baggage, struggles to success, and tragedy to triumph. I'm so excited you're joining the journey. Your past doesn't define you, but it does lead you on a path to today. Let's get naked. Hi, I'm Jen Taylor, and welcome to The Naked Podcaster. Today, I'm going to do a little refresher about video just to catch everyone up on what's been going on in my life and moving forward with the podcast. So I'm going to be jumping around in time a little bit, but bear with me because I promise I'll bring it all back in. I want to start by first talking about what is the same in my life. I still follow fitness, healthy eating and healthy lifestyle, fashion, running, travel, self-development, minimalism. I'm still with the same amazing partner, Dane. 5+ years he's been putting up with me, so that's good. I still have the podcast, although I did take a 5-month break. I'm still a public speaker, a blogger, runner. I believe in less stress and more adventures. I'm still a mom. So all those things are the same. There's a couple things that are different. One, I did take some self-development classes. I'll touch a little bit on that. Also, I started a new YouTube channel and I've begun vlogging, which I love and had no idea how much I would love it. Took a course on that. It was fantastic. And I also launched Mom of 18, and I'll get to that. So it's the end of March 2019 right now, and on March 26th on my LinkedIn account, I started to get a lot of congratulations on your anniversary, and I thought, what anniversary am I having? That is the day that I launched my website 3 years ago, March 26, 2016, jentaylor.net, and a couple weeks after that, I started writing my book. My book took me 2 months to write, but it didn't publish for another 2 months after that. So it was July that the book was published and in my hot little hands. And for anyone who's written a book, you understand that it's something that you're really proud of and really excited about. Now, I launched JenTaylor.net because I also thought, well, what a great way to start a business as well. While I'm doing all this, I felt like a book needed a website, which I don't believe anymore. But because I thought the book needed a website, I also thought, well, I'll have a website. All of the skills that I have used in past jobs, I realized I could take those skills and do almost all of them, 98%+ from home. So I launched being a virtual assistant, which is still what I do and still what I love. But it did take a while for that to really get up and running and to the point that I'm at now. So 4 months later, my book's published, 2016. I'm excited, and I've heard a rumor that you know you've arrived when you have haters. I do, but I didn't expect them to be family members. And people will tell you that the haters are difficult, and I'm going to tell you that again, that the haters are difficult, but they're worth it. My book was my story growing up, and it was my perception of what happened. Just like you and I could go to the same class or the same church service or public speaker, anything, and come out and sit down and realize that we have gained a lot of different things from being in the exact same place. A book about yourself or your story about yourself is very similar. It is your perception. So remember that when the haters start to hate. My goal was that if I shared my story and I helped one person, either in their personal life or to write their own book, then I had done my job. I'd done what I set out to do, and I know that I have done at least that much. After I started the website, I decided I really want to do a podcast. One of Dean's best friends has a podcast that's wildly successful. And we met with him one day and he encouraged me. He gave me my microphone and told me a little bit about how to get started. Not the process as much, but more than just do it. I pick up my best friend, Diana. I'm driving her to a CrossFit competition. I put the directions in my GPS and it tells me to take a left. And I take the left. And then the little thing happens and the voice says, rerouting. So I stopped and I looked at her and I said, holy shit, everything in my life is rerouting. And then I looked over at her like, rerouting. We tend to think that our story or our life or our goals are going to be from point A to point B in a straight line. And instead they look something like this. We constantly are rerouting. I love the name. I was excited about it. And this was great. I launched my podcast 10 months after I had started the website. So in May of 2017, and it was called Jen Taylor hashtag rerouting. It's still here. This is just a continuation of it. I'm considering rerouting season one. And I have 65 fantastic episodes, and I wouldn't change a thing about them. I love the people. Every single time I do an interview, I get done and come out, and I look at Dane and go, that was my favorite interview I've ever done. And after a while, I realize, well, I just really love doing interviews, and I love hearing people's stories, and I'm very passionate about it. So every one of my interviews has been my favorite one. After 17 months of doing the podcast, I took a break, and I took a break for financial reasons. For the last 3 years since that website was launched, work here in Reno, Nevada has been a lot more difficult to come by. I launched the virtual assistant on my website, but just because you're good at it and your website's there, if you build it, they will come, doesn't work in that situation. So I was continuing to build that and doing small projects while I was also looking for a job. Making money is important for my family. The podcast costs $75 a month to run. Not a lot. Not crying about it, not bragging about it, but it is just the reality. It was an expense that was unnecessary. So it was the last thing to go, but I had to put it on hold for 5 months. I'm going to jump back in time and explain some quirky things about me. About 15 years ago, I talked to a realtor and she asked me what I would look for in a home to purchase. And I said, I want to pee off the porch. I wanted that space from other homes. It's very common for us to be in cookie cutter neighborhoods where they're just right next to each other, stacked on top of each other. Everybody's got one of three floor plans, and that makes me feel a little claustrophobic. It's been the reality of our life the last 15 years, but ideally it's not what I would look for in a home that I was purchasing. About 4 years ago, I had a business coach, and she asked me, what would your dream job be? And I said, not to have to wear pants. Again, that was kind of a representation of a freedom that I wanted within working. I wanted to be, and still want to be, a digital nomad, where what I do to make money is location independent. I can travel around in my converted school bus that I don't have yet, or my RV, or I can travel. I can still complete the work that brings in money. Again, this is a little insight into my personality, just like the realtor. About a year ago when I was doing the podcast, Dane came home. I always text him, doing a podcast, if you come in the room, be quiet. He's awesome at that. So he comes in the room, and I wasn't even thinking about it at the time, but I really wasn't wearing pants. Literally, no pants. So he walks in, does a double take, okay. And later he's like, so you really don't wear pants when you work? And I said, honestly, I don't have to wear anything to do a podcast. I mean, I don't have to do anything for my job if I'm a virtual assistant. But for podcasting, although I do use video in my interviews because I really like to connect with you like we're sitting down for a cup of coffee, I don't use the video when I launch the podcast episode, so none of us has to wear pants. I told him I would prefer to just do the podcast in a very warm room without any clothing and call myself the Naked Podcaster. We laughed. It was funny. He said that was totally my personality and I should go ahead and do it. And I pretty much forgot about it. And the reason I forgot about it is that being the Naked Podcaster made me a little scared. What would people think? What would my kids think? What would my family think? What would our friends think? Well, what would people think when I posted it on Facebook? Here I am, the Naked Podcaster. And I just put it on a back burner and didn't think about it anymore. Roughly 6 months ago, I took a self-development class. It was a branding class. It was the toughest class I've ever taken and one that gave me the most insight about myself that I've ever had. You'd think if you're branding your own website, you don't really need insight personally, but Bryn Bruner is my branding expert and she's phenomenal. And yes, you do need personal insight. One of the activities that we had to do was to talk about quirky things about ourselves, like the realtor peeing off the porch or not wanting to wear pants for my job. And I wrote this list of stories down that I remember about myself. I don't like fireflies to be stuck in the jar. I like to see them out in the field. When I go into a public restroom, I don't like to lock the door. I'll hold it shut with my foot or I'll leave it cracked a couple inches. Just weird stuff about myself that you don't usually think about and that people don't know about you until now. That's interesting and a little insightful. And in the end, she looked at me and she said, "The word for all of those stories is freedom. I like a certain amount of freedom in what I'm doing to be myself, to be creative, to think outside of the box, and to really just embrace feeling free about things. I want to live in a warm climate because I don't like cold weather, but I also think that a tank top, shorts, and flip-flops is the ideal outfit to wear on a daily basis." Again, Diana, my best friend, and I have a conversation around the same time, and she says, "Jen, do you want to work on trying to make money or do you want to work on something that you're passionate about?" And I said, "You know, I've been working on a website for 2.5 years trying to make money and it's not doing what I wanted it to do. Probably because of me. But still, I feel like it's a square peg in a round hole and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to work on something I'm passionate about." So we started the discussion, what am I passionate about? The biggest thing I'm passionate about is my family. I am the mom of 18 kids and momof18.com was born. Instead of always trying to like put that on the side or have people not know about it, because the second people know that I'm the mom of 18 kids, that's where the conversation goes. Well, of course it does. Who in the world has 18 kids? I do. I could never get the conversation back on being a virtual assistant or do you want to know more about my book or would you like to be on the podcast. I loved talking about it, foster care, adoption, raising kids, stepkids, blended families, you name it. I love talking about it and I love being asked, but I felt like if I was trying to make money or working at a job or promoting my book or asking you to be on my podcast, being mom of 18 was getting in the way. Instead of being frustrated by this, I decided to do what I should have done years ago and embraced it. Now, JenTaylor.net is not going anywhere. It still exists, and no matter how you look for me online, everything will forward to the same place. So I only have to maintain one website, but everything I've done, including my blog that I've had for 7.5 years and 909 blog posts, which is crazy, all of it is located in the same place and I can manage it more easily, but I don't lose all the work I've done from the last 3 years or the last 7.5 years, all the writing that I've done. It's all still there. On the website, you'll find my landing page, my blog, how to buy my book, the YouTube channel, about our family, and also the podcast. So let's get back to that, because other than catching you up, that is what we're here for today. About a month ago, I got an email from a woman to be on her podcast. I was super excited. This is a woman that I interviewed 6 months ago. She was literally one of my favorite interviews. Total badass mom. Her podcast is called One Broken Mom, and I just love her perspective. So I was excited because she asked me to be on her podcast, which I would love to do. But the other thing was that it triggered in me the fact that she was an interview that I love doing, and she was one of two interviews that I didn't release before I shut down my podcast. It made me yearn for it even more, and I started the conversation up with Dane about how I really wanted to relaunch or just restart the podcast again, and I already had two interviews banked. Now that I'm bringing in money and working from home, I could afford the $75 for the podcast, and I'm really excited that this is the launch video and that my next is Ami, who is that person that reached out to me and did that badass interview. So excited. I wanted my platform to be the same. I want the same people, the same interviews. I want to hear about your struggles, and then I want to hear who, what, when, where, how, why you got through them or are still getting through them. And I also want to see the connection between who you are today and how those struggles and trials molded you into this person that you are. And I can guarantee you're amazing. And I can also guarantee your interview will be my favorite one that I've ever done. None of that is changing. Same type of interview, same platform, same once a week release, everything's the same. But now I decided I have the chutzpah, I have the guts, I have the balls, I have the drive and desire to make my podcast what I should have made it right from the beginning, which is The Naked Podcaster. Now, I did some research on this, and there is a podcast called The Naked Podcast. It's by the BBC, and it's two women, and here's what they say, and I'm going to read it from their site. Undress with a guest for revealing confessions and conversations. Two friends, one guest, no clothes, celebrating and undressing the taboos about nudity. I've listened to several of their podcasts. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't competing directly with someone who is doing almost the exact same thing. And I'm not. They're talking a lot about the taboos of nudity and experiences people have. And the two of them are naked. They are hilarious. With my podcast, I am the Naked Podcaster. You do not have to be naked literally. Mine is more figurative. I look forward to you being a guest. I look forward to my listeners, my comments, my subscribers, those who sign up via email, read my blogs, hang out on my website, or just want to listen occasionally to a podcast. But welcome to the Naked Podcaster. Let's bear it all together.
Thank you for taking the time to get naked with us. If you'd like to bear it all with me, get in touch. Your story is unique and valuable. Let's show it off.